Yeah.
You're 18. Do what you want. But you really ought to go to the meeting. So she went to the party, and I think she behaved herself. I don't know. But she was coming back from that party, and what happened? She flipped her car over. I told her, you don't drive cars on the roof. They're not made that way. And the next thing I knew, Carrie came to a church meeting, and she blew my mind. She said something I thought I'd never hear. And to this day, it really means something. You remember what she said? You stood up there, and I was in la-la land, not really paying that much attention. And all of a sudden, it caught me. You were crying. And you said, God knew exactly what I needed and gave me you. And I just bawled like a baby. And that's when Carrie turned. Prayer. Prayer. Believing God. I want, God wants, no matter what I want, God wants you and God wants me to learn to trust Him. And to know that there is nothing in your life, nothing, nothing. You hear what I'm saying? Nothing in your life that can separate you from the love of God if you'll call out to Him. Nothing you have ever done or nothing you're doing now. If you call out to Him, He is faithful. Sing me a song, son. Give the Lord a cheer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. This is church tonight, you know. This is church. Tomorrow we're going to do revival. This has been like church for me. I don't know about your churches. This is the kind of church we hold where I'm from. And I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow night, but I know that God is going to be showing us some things. And He showed me what He's going to do this week. Don't have a clue what I'm going to say. Don't know what a clue, have a clue what I'm going to preach on, except I'm going to preach on Jesus. You know, the theme here is very simple. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Amen? No man cometh unto the Father but by Jesus Christ. That's it. Your church can't save you. I can't save you. Your parentage can't save you. Nothing can save you except Jesus Christ. Your goodness can't serve you. Your goodness can't serve you. Only His goodness can. I come here to know one thing and one thing only, Jesus Christ, Him crucified. And everything it has to do with it. Amen? Terry, come up here and say something for Jesus. I want y'all to meet Terry House. He ain't wrapped too tight, just like me. But he loves the Lord.
You know, guys, you guys know this man. Okay? You've known him longer than me. Okay? But I'm going to tell you something. This man's precious, man. And what we receive from him and you're going to receive from him, I'm going to tell you, it's the Lord. And man, you guys have heard me. And Richard knows where I was coming from last year when I came over there. You know, I was saying, God, I got to do what you called me to do. You know, God, you're in me. I got to do what you called me to do. And God gave me this man. And he's a man of God. I'm going to tell you that right now. And you know, we're going to see some stuff, but I'm going to tell you, he's a man of God. And my life's changed. And one of the things that's changed in it is I'm going to tell you something. I used to take myself seriously. Oh, I was praying in here tonight. But you know what? I wasn't taking myself too seriously tonight. Because I was praying for God to bless these seeds. But I realized it wasn't nothing I was doing that was going to cause it. You know, and before, I thought it was me being spiritual. And the thing is the things that the Lord has showed me through Richard is just what he just said, is knowing Jesus Christ and Him crucified. And we're not. Who are we? You know, who are we? This world is just like us. And if we're something special, if we're going to play act, and they're going to think, well, these guys are good. You know, we were talking to that man the other day, me and Steve. That man thought he was good because, like Richard said, they had built a church or built a building or done a work. I've done that. You know, I find myself telling stories about things I've done. And I'm wanting to glorify God, but I got to be serious with you guys. A lot of times I'm glorifying Terry. Yeah, God got glory out of it. And God ministered to some people out of it. But I was still glorifying myself. Guys, you know, most everybody in here is a believer. And like Richard said, we're having church tonight. But we're going to have training camp tomorrow. And Richard's going to... I'm wanting to hear this. I was listening to Richard in the trailer the other night. And I want to hear everything he's got to say. Because, you know, he brought this tent to my place. And you guys think it ain't crowded in here? Oh, let me tell you. We didn't have a crowd. This is a crowd. Okay? And I'm saying, here this man's brought this tent to Alabama. Why? For me. Because I need God. I want to do what God wants me to do. And He's helping me. You know, the Southern Baptists, who I trained for a short time, were going to help me be a minister. But He's helping me be God's man. Amen. Not, you know, no, I don't want to be anything else. I don't want a paycheck. Are you guys getting paid? Did y'all get paid in Alabama? No. And you know, I didn't have any money to give them. They knew that before they come over there. There's nothing Richard didn't know about me. And you guys that don't know me, let me show you what I look like, ma'am. See, you think, oh, well, this guy looks okay. He's got a crack in his tooth. But now, this man's got faith. I went to his house, and then he brought all this to my house. Now, this is what I look like. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Look at this. Here. Who hadn't seen it? Here. Oh, my God. See? So that's the kind of faith this man's got. You know, don't go hide. No, I'm going to tell you, that's the faith this man's got. And it cost some money. I drove up here this trip. It cost a lot of money. You ain't heard. You know, I see God has showed me something this year. And you want one of the things I see? Go where they're asking for money first thing. I went to a tent before the Lord led me to Richard. I went to this tent in my hometown. Because I felt like the Lord was telling me to get involved in a tent. And I watched the man for 30 minutes stand there with the little basket out front. And he started playing his guitar. He said, now bring your offerings up. Praying, come on, come on. And it's a good thing he did it before, because when they heard him preach, half everybody left. And I stayed late. And Karen says, what'd you think? I said, I like the tent. Well, let me tell you something. You ain't going to have to say that. Because I didn't say it when Richard came to my house. and we had fun, and we learned something. And guys, Richard, I'm going to say this one thing over and over again. If you ever want to talk to me, all I'm going to tell you is, I don't know nothing but Jesus. And if you want to know something, know Jesus.
Praise God. Praise God. Brother Terry, I want you to do me a favor next time. Don't talk so much about me. Talk more about Jesus. You know, we don't take up an offering in this church. I think, Ricky, did you say anything about that in the beginning? You forgot to. Yeah. Obedient. I can teach them all about the Lord. I can't teach them to do what He's told them. Wait a minute, Lord. I think I do the same thing, don't I? I tell you what, you pray for me, I'll pray for you, all right? We don't take up an offering in the tent because we're not here about money. We're here about Jesus. We're here to give you, not take from you. We're here to give you. Now, there are baskets up here, if you can see them, which means when we're finished, and I don't know when we're going to be finished, but when you're finished, or during the service, whenever you feel that, if you feel that you want to help this ministry, there's the baskets. Help it out. Do what God tells you to do. But I'm not going to be up here asking you for your money, because it isn't got my money. It's God's money if you give it. And it's His business and your business, not my business. Amen? And I'm not going to be standing there over the basket to see how much you put in there either. That's His job. Can I tell a funny story? Can I tell you a funny story? Steve's nephew, when he was about his size, was down in Maryland, and we were taking up an offering. And it was church, and we were supposed to take up an offering in the church. It was for that church, which they ended up giving to us. But anyway, I called him up to take the basket out. And he went out, and there was a minister there, and he went to the minister. You know, he'd hand the basket and hold the basket. He didn't let that basket go. That basket was not getting out of his hand. And he took that basket around, and he got to this one minister, and he held the basket out, and the minister looked in the basket and reached in and got his wallet. He fiddled through his wallet, and he pulled out a little bill. I don't know what the bill was. And he put it in the thing, and his nephew went, and then looked back in his wallet. And the minister went. And his nephew looked in there and looked back in the man's wallet. Finally, he just took his wallet and turned it upside down and dumped it. I said, man, I wish I had thought of that one. Praise God. It's not about numbers, folks. What I'm trying to tell you, it's not about numbers, it's not about money, it's about Jesus. Amen? It's about Jesus. And I want, you know, if a bunch of people, if I can take a tent out knowing that only one man is going to be there, then what's it to me if it's full here? It's not my business, it's His business. If God cares about it being full, it'll be full. If He doesn't care, what do I care? Amen? Yeah? But what I do want, I want those who He brings here to get something out of it. I want you to receive something you'd never had before. I want you to know something you'd never known before. I want you to know His love. I want you to know His peace. I want you to know His health. And if there be anybody that's sick, and if you know anybody that's sick, bring them here. Bring them here. The doctor will be here. Dr. Jesus will be here. So if you know somebody out there that's sick, bring them on down. If you're sick, You'll be healed this week. Do you hear what I said? You will be healed. And you can go home and say, Lord, would you really want to do that for me? I can guarantee you, yes, He does. Yes, He does want to do it for you. If you let Him. If you let Him. See, all He says is, believe. 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 Everybody say, believe.
Believe.
Believe. It's that simple. Believe Him. And if you can't believe Him, you know what? You can still be healed. Because then all you got to do is say, Lord, I'm having a hard time believing You. Help my unbelief.
Amen.
If you can admit you can't believe, He'll even heal you then. But don't come here saying you believe. And then don't believe. See? A lot of people say to me, well, Brother David, everybody get healed? No. Why not? Because they don't believe. Now, you take an unbeliever, comes in this tent, and he says, I don't believe. I don't believe in God. Ricky Baldwin, you've seen this. Guy come into church one time, says, I don't believe in God. I don't believe in Jesus Christ. And I sure as blank don't believe in you. I said, good. You're just the kind of guy we need to pray for. He walked out of there healed. He walked out healed. You know why? Because it didn't depend on his faith. He wasn't a believer. God didn't know him anyway. It depended on my faith and his faith. See? If you say you're a believer, God requires faith. God requires faith from you if you say you believe. But if you don't believe, He doesn't require it. He requires it of me. See? So if you believe in Jesus Christ, you put your faith with my faith, and we'll both petition Jesus Christ, and you will be healed. Play me some traveling music, son. And by the way, I know Scott's been advertising, and the signs have been advertising, that the meetings are going to be from 7 to 9. Let me correct something. The meetings will be from 7 till. 7 till done. 7 till done. Tonight, we're done early. What time is it? 8:35. We're done early. When I'm done, and the Lord's done, we're done. All right? Not giving an altar call because I don't see anyone here that doesn't know Jesus in some way or another. But what I will do is to do this. I will challenge you to do this. I will challenge you to go home and get in your closet. You remember where Jesus said, don't pray like the hypocrites in you know, to get attention? Go home and pray in your closet in secret where your heavenly Father who listens in secret will reward you openly. You go home and you do what I say and watch what happens. Don't believe me? Try it. You know, have you ever had somebody say, oh, you got to go to this restaurant and try the steak at that restaurant. Oh, it's such a good steak. Haven't you ever gone and tried it? Well, this is just easier than that. You don't have to pay for the steak. You don't have to pay for the steak. Go home, get in your closet, and say, Father, I want more of You and more of Jesus. And if you don't know Him real good, say, I want to know You. I want to know You better than I know myself. And be sincere and be honest, and I will guarantee you that Jesus Christ will begin to move in your life like you never thought possible. Am I right, Scott?
You are right, sir.
You'll probably get sick and tired of me hearing me talk about Scott. But Scott, 7 years ago, I told Scott, and Scott was an absolute idiot. He thought he knew everything, and God was a fairy tale. And I told Scott, I said, Scott, one day you're going to be a part of this ministry. And he said, that'll never happen. I said, well, now I know for a fact you will because you said never. You've done been got. Let me tell you, Scott. Amen. Let me tell you a secret, Scott. I cheat. Every chance I get, I cheat. If I can't handle you, I get my big brother Jesus to take care of it.
Amen.
Amen. Give me some travel music, son.